Before we start the show, we just want to let you know we're a part of Bard Rock Network, sponsored by Dragon Master Games. Dragon Master Games is a local game store with an online storefront where you can get TTRPG products and collectibles, including trading cards. Just go to their website in the show notes and write in the comments, Bard Rock Network sent you. You can also support the network by subscribing to our Patreon or Ko-fi to access network-wide bonus content, get shoutouts on network shows, receive network swag, and get invited to our several annual community game nights. Anyway, on with the show.
Welcome back to Monster Cafe. When last we left the Van Helmans family, they were just approaching London, Ohio, where the mayor, Lucifer, is expecting them. They stopped for the night in a nice hotel after getting some ice cream at the Devil's Ice Cream. And they met many of the devil's wonderful servants, who seem to just be ordinary, hardworking people who made deals with the devil. So, it is the morning of the Fire Festival. You are in a hotel in Columbus, just outside of London, Ohio. What do you all do? Do you have plans or anything going into London?
Alright, Granddad. Last time we were here, we got attacked by, several hundred werewolves. Do you have anything that can maybe mow down just a crowd of werewolves or know how to take care of that?
It's funny you should ask that, because I'm pretty prepared. And I'm going to try and roll and see if I just have, a minigun with a bunch of silver bullets.
All right, for the 10, I will say you do have a minigun with a bunch of silver bullets. But I'm also going to go ahead and say, you also remember that you dealt with that werewolf infestation in Africa in the 80s, and you and Aunt Gigi did some big magic to bless the rains down in Africa to deal with the werewolf problem then. So you could do the same ritual here, because conveniently there is a music festival, and the ritual does require performance of music. It doesn't specify a specific song or anything, just that the ritual be performed while a musical performance is occurring.
I don't know, we've already done that plan. Let's do a new one.
Well, it's worth a shot.
I'm just saying, while y'all are jamming out, I just get me in a defensible position. Got it.
I mean, is it something that needs two people to, do? I don't know about the other two, but I don't really do much in the way of magic.
So, you would actually know that big magic is different than just using magic. It can be done by mortals, because it's more of a ceremony than channeling magic through yourself. Mm-hmm. When you look at this, basically what you need to do is assemble a group of key ingredients somewhere within earshot of the music festival. And you put them in a circle, and you basically light some incense with the circle, and you do the chant, and at the end of the song, it'll bless the rains, and the rain itself will start falling, and it will deter any occult creature from the area in such a way the ground becomes hollow. The occult creatures cannot come here. You also know that because you're a half-breed, because you're a cursed werewolf, not a natural-born one, it will not deter you.
Oh, okay.
Well, if we need maybe, some help with stuff, I usually do know some people wherever we go, because, I got the media, the hackers, the Naked City Feet. You know how it is.
You say Naked City Feet?
Yeah. It's called the Naked City. You have lots of personal contacts wherever you go. For contact types.
Oh, okay.
Yada,
you called it a feet, and I was like, what are city feet? I just interpreted the connection of words differently than they were intended.
So, if we needed some help with the getting of materials, I got, so many fans. Sometimes I know journalists and stuff because they like my views. I do this influencer thing because it's my passion, but it's got some, benefits.
Looking at the ingredients, you need approximately 12 ounces of silver, a cask of at least 8 ounces of holy water, a clove of garlic, and the bones of a dead priest.
Oh, boy. Do we have a goat clove of garlic in our little kitchen?
That's the ingredient you worry about?
I mean, look, Grandpa's probably got the bones of a dead priest, because I mean, he had an asbestos container.
Just call your bones guy. I know you have a bones guy.
Look, just because there was a bone-stealing witch one time in my feed, and we did a collab together, that doesn't necessarily mean I do too many collabs with the bone-stealing witch. She'll steal my bones.
I'm going to go ahead and say, because Archie had that, and that was the only rare material he does in fact have, thanks to his preparedness feature being a 10, the bones of a dead priest just lying in this van.
Okay.
So the only difficult ingredient Archie has. But you still need holy water, which you guys can easily make. Silver, which Archie just said he has silver bullets. You just need about 12 ounces of them. And the garlic, which... Archie, roll preparedness to see if you have garlic.
Oh, gosh.
Otherwise, you gotta go to the store. Yeah, you have it, but not here. So you're gonna have to go to the supermarket.
We literally stop at a Dollar General, like...
What Dollar General sells fresh produce?
Listen. There's a grocery store Dollar General. It's a thing.
I'm just imagining Archie going, I eat some garlic and getting like one of those jars of minced garlic. Like, eh, close enough. It'll work.
It's garlic.
Yeah.
It's like zombie garlic. It's fine.
Zombie garlic. Yeah, it makes it more occult and therefore more magical.
Listen. I say I've got the bones, it's actually, like, powdered into this vase right here, so if we get the powdered garlic, it's probably fine.
Garlic powder!
We'll just melt down the silver, throw it in there, put it in, like, a centrifuge or something, it's good!
We're just making a weird little jar. Oh, we're gonna do the fucking evil containment wave from Dragon Ball.
All we gotta do is add water, and you got some holy water. Regular water just makes it nasty juice, but...
I'm gonna say this is exactly how this works. You basically have a jar of anti-evil dirt. You just need to add anti-evil water to make some anti-evil mud.
I got a jar of dirt!
I got a jar of dirt. Thank you.
Guess what's inside it?
Death to occult things, because I listed the three most common things people use to hold up the cult in Western ideology. All you need to do is go get the holy water, which you can do by just going to any holy site and performing the ritual to bless water. Or just seeing if they have, like, holy water there.
Yeah, it's like sometimes in those Catholic gift shops, you know how it is. You've got, like, the self-help books, the gallon of holy water...
The gallon.
Those little, like, Lunchable size communion wafers with the little wine with it.
I'm going to go ahead and say there are 11 large houses of worship that are classified as megachurches in Columbus, Ohio. They would probably sell holy water. And I'm going to go ahead and say, based on Archie's experience, it technically counts. So yeah, you guys can just go buy holy water before you drive to London if you want.
Okay, perfect.
What I happen to have, because I do have the grilled cheese van, do I just have garlic for the garlic bread that you use in the delicious grilled cheese?
No, we already had Archie roll to see whether or not you guys had garlic. You don't.
Oh, fair enough.
But you can go to the Dollar General in Columbus, Ohio, and buy garlic powder at Counts.
That works. Mix is better.
So what you know is the ritual itself involves being there at the beginning of the song, drawing the circle, and... performing the ritual for the duration of the song. So one person is going to be occupied performing the ritual while the others need to prevent that person from falling to harm.
I'm going to look at Dom, I'm going to look at Archie, and I'm going to look at our sweet baby brother. Bro, little baby bro, how good are you at singing?
I mean, you guys heard me.
Baby shark.
Oh no!
I want Marty to right now roll plus cool to see whether or not the Baby Shark song will trigger this ritual. Or plus weird. Roll your best stat.
Okay, definitely plus weird.
With a 13, realized the chant is to the tune of the Baby Shark song. So yes, David can perform this ritual by singing the Baby Shark song.
Wow.
The Baby Shark wards off evil. It's the remix.
It just so happens that they have the same tune, which means that you can substitute the chant.
Ah, yes. I bless the rains down in Africa, the classic tune to Baby Shark.
No, that's not the song that was performed. The song, Bless the Rains Down in Africa, is about Archie and Gigi solving that case.
Bless the rain.
Africa.
No, the Baby Shark song will in fact work here.
Okay.
Actually, you look at it, there's actually some arm motions involved in the chant that look like the Baby Shark arm motions.
Purge them all,
Y'all realize that when I edit this during the climactic battle scene, we're gonna have the Baby Shark song playing.
We do not. We cannot.
It's so copyrighted.
The show will get.
That is one of the most copyrighted songs. Like, they are so aggressive about that one. You cannot use it.
Technically, there's an old version that's in the public domain because they remade it. It's actually a very old song. Well, we can debate this later.
You're gonna want to really double check that real hard.
Anyway, that's a problem for future us.
Look, we're just gonna get one of those little slidey whistles, and we're gonna play it on that and pretend that that's what our little buddies.
You guys have assembled your anti-devil aioli.
Okay. I love that it's called that. I had to process for a minute. I love anti-devil aioli.
I don't get it. Somebody.
Because aioli has the same consistency as some mud.
Because we got the holy water and we got the
various powders.
Various powders.
It took me a minute, but I got it. But yeah, aioli is just essence of thing.
It's just fancy mayonnaise.
Right. Oil.
I know. I like aiolis. I have a chipotle one in my fridge, like right now.
I'm coming over.
I didn't get the connection.
It has the same texture as an aioli.
Okay. I've never eaten mud, so I'm not going to disagree with that.
That's an episode of Space Rock Cafe, not an episode of Monster Cafe. Go check out Space Rock Cafe on the Bard Rock Extended Universe podcast channel.
Hey.
Okay, so we have the aioli. We have the song.
The chant.
We sure were ready. Yeah, the chant. That's... Yes.
I got one thing first. Hey, Grandpa, do you got, like, silver chain or nails that we can put through this here baseball bat?
I got regular nails.
Roll preparedness to see if you happen to have silver made bat stuff.
Did you make these silver bullets in the van, or did you already have them?
You already had them.
No, it was at the bullet station that we have at the house that doesn't exist anymore.
God, the shrapnel from that place. I'm glad we owned, like, all the land surrounding it so that we didn't have to have neighbors.
Archie does have silver nails and chains in the house that's now on fire.
Still? It's been days.
It's an oil field. Canada's been on fire for 4 fucking months.
There has been a gout of straight fire shooting into the sky. That's not my problem, though.
I can see my house from here.
I mean, like, I'm sure someone will help us put it out, because you know how it is with big oil. It's never our fault. We get government subsidies anytime we have a problem. It's how it is.
You guys know Archie's lawyer's working on exactly that right now, and convincing everyone Archie did not set the fire.
Well, I mean, he did. So.
It's a little harder after that incident with the Valdez, but listen, we're doing just fine.
It's a little bit harder after that incident with the fire.
You're gonna have to be more specific. There's a lot of fire.
I was talking about the boat that crashed.
I feel like the same thing can be said. You're gonna have to be more specific.
With the oil on it! They're all the penguins!
You're gonna need to be more specific. Oh, wait, I got it.
You got your stuff. Do anything to actually weaponize silver for Eddie or David, who don't have the means to kill werewolves. Oh wait, Archie's got a bunch of bullets. We'll just go ahead and say you can give you silver bullets for your gun.
Yeah, because I got a 9mm and an assault rifle.
They technically won't use the same bullets as a Gatling gun.
Correct. I was about to say.
Yeah. I want like a pouch of silver, effectively like a BBs.
Yeah, you have silver
or
marbles.
Small ball bearings. Yeah.
Yeah, you have silver marbles.
I want David to have a silver Beyblade.
Yes.
No.
No, that's a different AP property we're working on.
That's a different thing. I'm getting a lot of mileage out of this preparedness move. I'm just saying.
It's so fucking
it's a
good.
Great move.
That's crazy. We need to.
You're in your portable house. Of course you're going to have this shit.
Because here's the thing. If Paul told me no, I have a move to tell him yes. As well.
All right, so you're all armed to the teeth with silver. And you have the devil's aioli. The anti-devil aioli, I should say.
I do also want to point out, I also have this as part of...
Oh, hell yeah.
The house.
Yeah, you have the stockpile of stuff for the armory, so yeah, you probably should... You have exactly one bat wrapped in silver with silver nails in it that Eddie can have. That's like a Louisville Slugger size bat, not a good bat. That's why I'm gonna give you the 7. Eddie has a particularly close range baseball bat, even compared to a normal baseball bat.
I'm seeing now, I really did. I put a lot of my resources into just having the shit I need.
Having known you for as long as I have, this tracks.
Right?
Alright, so do you guys just roll up into London, Ohio now?
So, before we do this, as we're driving, at some point, Archie's going to point out, we have a phone number.
What a well-placed text notification.
Saying.
Well, I mean, do we want to try calling it? See if maybe we can get the devil out here so I can be like, hey, sorry, here's your rock back.
Why does he want this rock back so bad? Is it just the principle of you stole from me and I'm fucking mad at you now? Or
that is exactly it, yes. Also, okay, the whole thing with the prophecy. You think that it might also be tied into the fact Eddie was not named in the prophecy.
Okay.
As a refresher, and because Kenny wasn't there for that episode, what is the exact text of the prophecy?
The exact text, I don't remember. I would have to listen to my own recording. But basically it says that the Van Helden's family, led by the Chosen One, is going to face and defeat the devil at the Chosen One's eldest child's 30th birthday. It listed every Van Helmans that was alive, except for Eddie being part of that confrontation. And it said that the Chosen One could only be defeated by the devil or their henchmen on the night of a full moon, which is how Delson died. But Eddie is specifically not mentioned. Every other living Van Helmans is mentioned by name. You actually see Delson's name faded from the text after he died. Mm. Or did see, because that prophecy's paper burned with your house.
Would I have any idea why?
Any idea why Eddie's not named? You would know Eddie wasn't named. Would you have a theory why? Let's go ahead and I guess we'll just roll plus sharp on that one, because it's going to be a hold of some amount so that you can ask questions and try and guess why. Is the way we'll resolve
this. No!
Archie has no fucking clue with a 5.
I'm going to give that experience point to the team, the family.
Cool. Okay.
I've got it open. I can just add it if you don't want.
Yep, so Archie knows. Archie's always wondered why Eddie wasn't named in the prophecy, and it's probably part of why Archie's always been a little bit more protective of Eddie than the others. I'm going to go ahead and say you also suspect that the devil's interest in Eddie is probably less to do with him stealing the rock and more to do with the fact he's the only Van Helmans not named to defeat him in the prophecy. Or her? It's complicated. The devil's current avatar's order. So what does Archie do with this information, thinking about it? He just doesn't fail, but he can still gesticulate with what I've given you.
Archie doesn't know what to think. Knows that Eddie is a wild card. So it doesn't really change a whole lot for Archie, because the immediate problem is fighting the devil, right? Gotta find a solution that keeps his family safe and deals with the threat. Devil is kind of like a big deal enemy, a little out of our league.
And I will say that you also know that ritual to bless the rain is only going to get the devil out of London, Ohio. Because you know you're trying to think about the nature of the devil a little bit. Roll to investigate a mystery. And I'll give you +1 because you have your little books that you definitely have literature on the devil and know what you're dealing with. So with a 13, you get to hold 2.
Like
what happened here? What sort of creature is it? What can it do? What can hurt it? Where did it go? What is it going to do? And what is being concealed here? Obviously, you need to lie the context to what you have studying the devil.
What can hurt it?
There is varying literature about the devil across multiple cultures, because there's multiple religions that have a concept of a devil or the devil. And so there's a mixture of things. But generally speaking, most of the literature says the devil was once an angel, a direct service to a being that is sometimes called God by certain religions, and that they fell from grace. You know that angels are very difficult to kill. Your son Dante technically is one now, but he's like a half angel, the same way that the Dom is a half werewolf. It's not quite the same thing. A full-blooded angel can basically only be killed by a divine weapon, as would be wielded by an angel. So, I mean, if you had Dante around, Dante could arguably kill the devil. Because Dante has such a weapon in his possession.
Well, maybe Dante shouldn't have been a dick.
Paul, question for you.
Yeah?
Would you consider such a divine relic something unusual or rare?
Sure.
Hey, Kenny, you want to roll preparedness?
I believe in you.
I have an answer ready if you roll on this. Sure, go roll preparedness.
I was doing a bit, for the record.
Okay, so with an 11, you do have such a weapon. Delson had a Chosen's weapon, which is considered a holy weapon. And you recovered it after the incident in London. The problem is, it's so fucking heavy, nobody in the family can lift it. Because it's just a cinder block on the end of a pole with a bunch of other
nobody
shit on
it. Can lift it? I'm pretty strong.
Dom might be able to wield it, but it's gonna be an awkward thing. Delson had years of training wielding this unbalanced hammer, you do not. So yes, you can use it, but it won't be like as effective for you as other things. But yeah, you could probably try and kill the devil with the sledgehammer.
Okay, you're doing a disservice to how I explained that hammer in the last episode.
Go ahead and explain your hammer to present day everybody.
Okay, so this is a weapon with a haft. It has spikes, the blade, and heavy as its add-ons. Explicitly not magic.
I know, but I'm giving it the property of holy because it was wielded by a chosen one. It was
right,
the chosen one's chosen weapon, so for the purposes of being able to kill the devil, it would count.
Yeah.
Or at least you so suspect.
This is a weapon on the end of a very large, like, sturdy oak haft. At the end of it is just a solid fucking slab of concrete that's been molded into effectively a rectangular prism. While the concrete was hardening inside on each of the like outer ends of it that you'd normally hit somebody with if it were a regular sledgehammer have been embedded two knives, and then the whole thing's wrapped in barbed wire.
This is basically the leveled up version of Nutter Blutter's great axe.
It's a hefty weapon.
Archie's like, oh yeah, I got it back there, but Archie can't lift it. It's like a group effort to wield this thing for most of you. But yeah, Dom is arguably strong enough to wield it at least somewhat effectively.
See, bro, that's what those gains were for. Like, you put in the work, and now you can smash the devil's head in.
I want to be clear, I put in zero work. I just got bit by a werewolf.
I mean, that's technically work.
All right, tell you what, Dom, go ahead and roll to kick some ass to just swing this hammer around and get a feel for it. You get to use plus weird, I think, is one of your abilities.
Yes, because of my unholy strength.
With a 13, this thing feels like it was made for you. It is just your family legacy to wield this big fucking hammer.
Dom picks it up, and, you know, he saw Delson wield it, like, many, many times. Probably mostly just, like, dad showing off to son type energy, and he thinks of a time when Delson was just like swinging it around out in like the yard and smiles a little bit. Well,
hey, that apple fell right down from the tree.
All right, so you now have a arguably devil killing weapon and anti-devil aioli.
Hell yeah,
let's move out.
Are you besought and beleaguered by beguiling bouts of brain boredom? Do you find yourself fatigued and forlorn by frequently found fantasies and fables? Is every evening endangered by an endless era of ear ennui? If so, my friend, I, the good Dr. Winston Thoreau, have just the prescription for you. Perhaps the perfect podcast will placate your pernicious pococurantism. Try my new show, Blades in Paradise. Welcome, good friends, to Paradise, Washington, where my employees, the misguided miscreants of the Express Service Parcel Network, conspire to commit copious cunning crimes amidst the Pope's apocalyptic wastelands surrounding Mount Rainier, Washington. Blades in Paradise, where our astounding and amusing antics are matched only by the drama and danger of our duplicitous daring deeds. Be forewarned, good friend, if you aren't careful, these lovable larcenists will steal your heart and your wallet. Blades in Paradise, available wherever and whenever podcasts can be found.
Do you want to do anything with the devil's phone number while you're driving into London?
I'll leave that to Eddie.
I have the worst idea, and I don't know that I want to do it, but it's really funny.
Are you going to ask him if his refrigerator's running? It better be. He's in hell. It's very hot there.
That's so much better than what I was going to do. Okay. Hey, Archie. Hey, Grandpa. Grandpa, can I see that phone number real quick?
Here you go.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you. I'm going to put on the little phone thing. I'm going to be like, hello. We are trying to contact you about your car's extended warranty.
I like how you just, like, say things without, like, initiating a phone call. He's like, oh, yeah, I put it on there. Are you texting him? Or are you, like, did you just, like, the second you hear a click?
Yes, I am texting the devil.
The phone rings.
Hey, Dom, this is going to be funny. Quick. Hello, we've come to contact you about your car's extended warranty. Is this Lucy speaking?
Yes, this is Lucy. So nice to finally speak to you in person, Eddie. It's been a long time.
Aw, you're no fun. I even used the fancy voice for you.
Yeah, well, Dolores told somebody drugged her, and by the way, you called me from... Archie didn't steal a phone. You guys just called me from one of the Van Helmonds' phones.
Correct.
So...
Oh, yeah.
Look, man, the devil's let us hit a little bit harder than I was expecting.
Oh, so you did eat the gummies.
I ate my gummies.
You did not eat the gummies you were given.
They are organic. They are farm fresh certified. They are USDA grade pure. You know what? You know what? I know my quality ingredients.
Well, I'm glad you got in touch with me, Eddie. You and your family are welcomed. You can walk into the mayor's office. You can bring your weapons if you want to. I won't stop you. Come sit down with me, talk, hear what I have to say.
I mean, we're on the phone. Like, what's up? Like, you've been pretty cool so far. What, like, the restaurant? 11 out of 10. Really
exactly.
Enjoyed it.
I wanted you to see that my followers are just honest, hardworking people who want to get by. And there's no reason that the Van Helmonds family and I need to have a qualm. So I do need to speak with you in person because I want to resolve this bloodlessly, but it involves the signing of a contract, as I like to do. So if you all just discuss it with me. It's very straightforward. I want you to, basically, I want us to both notarized say that the prophecy is null and void. There's no conflict between me and the Van Helmonds family. And then we part ways and we never deal with each other again. Oh, and you give me my rock back.
Well... In fairness, like, you seem like you were pretty offended by the taking of the rock. I was just gonna give you the rock back as, like, a friendly gesture.
Fantastic. Now you know what my terms are. Just talk amongst yourselves as you get back here. I'll even throw in a bonus. You probably wondered, because I know that Dante Van Helmonds is of the holy variety now and has been able to go to heaven, and probably been very dodgy about, like, letting you talk to Delson. His soul is in hell under my custody. And if you sign this contract, I will let him go to heaven where he belongs.
What?
What?
When he died at the hand of the devil's means, which meant his soul went to hell.
You put this on speakerphone, right?
Oh yeah, this is totally on speakerphone.
I will release Delson if you sign the release, bringing the end to the prophecy. I just want to continue running my empire. I'm not looking to conquer the earth. I'm not looking to enslave humanity. I just want people whom are willing to sell their souls to me to continue doing so and do my bidding on Earth. I'm not really hurting anybody.
Bro, you're like as believable as the car insurance salesman.
Eddie feels a small tug at his sleeve.
Hey, what's up, bro? How's it going?
Is she gonna let us see Dad?
Hey, yeah, you gonna let us see Dad? Because, like, you gotta show the goods first.
Oh, yeah, sure. I can summon his ghost to this plane for you to see, and you can talk to him.
Cool. Hey, Grandpa. Does this sound like something we should do?
What?
Okay, so Grandpa, I'm yelling at him in the toilet.
No, he's right there. Archie is right there, and Archie has the phone. It's on speakerphone, but he's holding it up to his ear. You know, because he doesn't understand.
I love it.
Just so I'm clear, me, Kenny, the role player. From what we're being offered, we signed the contracts. Go our separate ways, and Archie's son comes back.
He'll go to heaven. He's not going to come back to life. But he will not be eternally tormented in hell.
Okay.
Also, you guys will be free of pursuit from the devil. He will not make any more attempts on any of your lives. They see it as commercially impractical to keep trying to kill you all because, frankly, you're all fucking hard to kill.
It's true.
It's easier to just ask you nicely to stop trying to destroy their empire.
He did kind of kill Dad in the first place, and that was really dramatic. And, like, what about damages for the fact that Dom has been a werewolf, and that was very psychologically taxing, even though the beard is really sick?
I have lots of power and reach. We can negotiate additional terms. I can restore Dom's humanity if he so desires. I can restore your estate as if the fire never happened. A contract with me has a bottomless supply of power, practically. And Archie would know that, yes, if you make a contract with the devil is empowered by that contract to give you practically anything you want.
I would like to write on a sheet of paper, Grandpa, can we call your lawyer to meet us here?
So here's the problem. We're talking about a contract, but it's not, like, in front of us because we have to be there in person.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and roll. I've read about this sort of thing to try and, on the fly, know some things about how the contract will work.
Well, the 12, you know pretty much a lot of things, like looking at your reference books and your previous experience with demonic contracts. Archie's dealt mostly with, like, crossroad demon kind of contract makers, where it's like they make contracts with demons who serve the devil. But you know that basically they get their power from the devil. So, yeah, the devil's contracts have, like, 10 times the potency of a crossroad demon's contract to give you the shit you want. You know, sometimes the contracts are worded in such a way where as to sometimes not benefit the person signing them as much as they could, but that's usually when they're selling their soul, because then it's usually like, oh, well, you get your thing, but then you die, kind of thing. The problem is the Van Helmont's family line to be here. Breaking that contract would cause the Van Helmont's family to regain their stature in the prophecy, so you're fairly confident the devil wouldn't be able to double-cross you with legalese.
Would we, after signing the contract, even though we're no longer in the prophecy, like the prophecy is null and void, would we be prevented from attacking the devil after?
You know you could kill the devil, but in the same way the devil double-crossing you and killing you would break the contract, that would also break the contract. And inevitably, there's probably a line of succession in hell, which means that hell would go to war with you. This contract, as long as it's in place, hell will leave you alone as long as they leave you alone and vice versa. But there's nothing stopping you all from saying, fuck it, and going to war with one another and breaking the contract. Other than the fact it would put the prophecy back in place. The prophecy basically guarantees you're going to fight for blood and someone will win. This basically puts a pause on the contract until one of you so desires to fight. The devil knows the prophecy says you're probably going to win, so it's in the devil's best interest to just not fight you.
Archie's pretty on the fence about this. Because on the one hand, fighting monsters is the Van Helmont thing, right? But on the other hand, he's looking out for his kid. That's deeply personal. I think at the end of the day, Archie would vote to sign the contract.
Yeah, I don't see any reason for Dom to not think that it's a good idea. Well, let me ask this. What do we know about this rock that Eddie stole and, like, why the devil wants it so fucking bad?
Alright, would you like to do some research on that?
Sure.
Alright, go ahead and roll to investigate a mystery. I'm going to give you plus one because you have your monster books from the family playbook. Yes, that is plus sharp.
Can I assist? Because I have it.
I mean, if you want to roll to help out, you certainly can. That's plus cool. Nope. Eddie does not help out. But good news, you get to have an arc experience. You do have a plus one to this.
That evens out my minus one sharp. I got a 7.
All right, big success. So investigate a mystery with a 7, you get to hold 1. You can ask any of the following questions that relate to the context of researching the rock. What happened here? What sort of creature is it? Which is, what kind of object is it? What can it do? What can hurt it? Where did it go? Which is Eddie's possession. What was it going to do? And what is being concealed here?
What do you think, guys? I'm leaning towards what is being concealed here or what can it do?
I feel like concealed would make sense, because I'm looking at this imp stone thing and it's like a weak demon is bound to serve the holder. What happens if we free it?
What is being concealed here?
You examine the rock, and it's not just a rock. It does have some runology on it that you recognize. You never really researched it before. Archie might have researched it before, I'm not sure. But it looks like it's able to not just summon demons, but to create and conjure them. So in this case, there is a demon bound to it, probably the last demon that the devil created. But in the devil's hands, it could turn willing servants into demons. It could summon more powerful demons. In Eddie's hands, it basically just summons a little friend. But you also can tell, based on the legends of this rock, it is a rock the devil stole from the Garden of Eden before he was cast down from heaven.
As much as it would be nice to get all the stuff that this asshole's taken from us back, I don't know if giving him the tools he needs to make a bigger army is worth it.
And also, like, hear me out. If we kick his ass, couldn't we just get Dad back?
Well, that's another problem entirely.
I mean, yeah, but, like, if we kick his ass, that'd be pretty sweet.
That would be pretty sweet.
I'm gonna go ahead and say, you know, metaphysically, that his ghost is bound to hell unless the devil releases him from heaven.
That doesn't seem fair if he's, like, supposed to go to heaven, but the devil just yoinked him.
I will also say, based on the research Archie did, Archie knows that you guys could request. The devil's contracts do have the ability to return people from death to life as long as their soul is willing. You could return Delson, but he would no longer have Chosen One status because the contract does away with the prophecy, which does away with the Chosen One status. Delson would come back as a mortal man.
Wait, hang on. I'm not in the prophecy, right?
Correct.
If I sign the contract, I'm already not in the... Just not for the Van Helmans family, I just sign it myself. I'm not in the prophecy and we get all the stuff. If we can work it in there where it's like, yeah, y'all aren't the ones signing it, it's just me. Then we're like a net gain.
I'm going to go ahead and say, you all know without a role, the devil is the oldest lawyer in recorded history. They would be aware of your loophole.
Yeah, but like, what if we, like, he likes games too. We could just win it. Like, maybe challenge him to something, like
a fiddle contest.
I really suck at fiddle, though.
Me too.
I want the audience to know, Marty is actually a very talented violin player.
Werewolf claws don't mix with violin strings. Coming from a professional violinist.
Well, tell you what, devil baby, we're gonna get you. We're gonna talk about it. We'll give you a call back.
Perfect. I look forward to seeing you. And now, did you want to bring Archie's lawyer with you? You know, I'm sure you all perfectly capable of representing yourselves, but I can give them a call and have them portaled in if you'd like.
Can you get them portaled in, like, to the Dollar General that we're at?
Oh, you're at a Dollar General, are you?
We were at one point.
Are you still at the Dollar General?
Wouldn't you like to know, Weather Boy?
No, that's my question above game for you. Where are you guys in relation to this Dollar General? The Keeper is asking you.
Impression was that we were sitting in the camper.
Yeah.
Dollar General is a weird, weird place to take a phone call from the devil. Right.
Well, Archie above game would 100% be like, if we're going to call the devil, we're going to do it inside the protection wall.
Where is the RV in relation to the Dollar General? Are you parked out in front of the Dollar General, or is Eddie just full of shit?
Eddie is very high on his own organic edibles. He thinks we're in the Dollar General.
I feel like we're at the Dollar General parking lot.
Okay. Also, above board, it doesn't matter where we are. If Paul will let me modify the text of the move oops a little bit, I can just, like, the next time we're outside, David can run into Archie's lawyer.
What are you doing?
He's just out there for the fire festival.
Where have you all been? I've been looking for you for 2 days. It's a good thing I low-jacked your RV for just the situation.
Archie has Life 360 on his phone, attached to the lawyer's phone, just for this kind of situation.
Yeah.
No, actually, you know where you guys are? You're not the Dollar General, you're at a Waffle House. You're in the Waffle House parking lot. I'm not sure there's a Waffle House in Ohio, but there is now.
I just want to point out, have you guys seen a Waffle House parking lot? Because we have a fucking RV there.
It's not a very busy Waffle House.
That's it. We're the parking lot. We just have the RV there.
Oh my god, you're not kidding. These are tiny everywhere. I'm looking at one that has literally 5 parking spots in it.
And probably more than 5 employees.
Like, they're always next to something with a parking lot. Like, it could be next to a hotel and we're in the hotel parking lot.
Yeah.
Or we could just take up the entire parking lot and have the Waffle House to ourselves.
Who was driving?
Dom.
I love how we have Dom driving, even though I specifically have the driver feet.
So yeah. Dom, where would Dom have parked the RV?
At the hotel.
You're still in Columbus at the hotel. Got it.
Yeah, we're suiting up. We're getting ready to head out, but we're taking this call for...
The devil's like, okay, as a token of good faith, I will not burn down the Dollar General that you're at, even though I could, because I'm the devil. Tell you what, just pull up in London in the next, like, 2 hours, because I know where you guys generally are now. And we can negotiate. Otherwise, I'll give you a call back in 2 hours. Ta-ta.
I know that it sounds like a good deal, but, like, this is the devil, and he's kind of an asshole. So, I'm guessing there's, like, some little secret thing in there. But, like, maybe we could get the lawyer to help us with getting, like, it's just me taken out of the prophecy kind of thing. Because I don't know about you. I kind of want to kick his ass. Like, how dare he take our dad?
I desperately want to kick his ass, but the problem is, can we? There's four of us. And he's the devil from the Bible.
Just to lay out our options, all right? So we have option one, we sign the contract, nobody sells their soul, we get cough syrup's soul back from hell, possibly resurrected. We go our separate ways, and the prophecy is null and void, and we just don't deal with the devil. Option two, we don't do that. Prophecy stays in place, it says we're going to whoop the devil's ass, which is a big deal, right? It's the devil.
From the Bible.
But then we continue having ongoing problems. So then we go and we go with plan A, where we do the magic juju dance and bless the rains. Meanwhile, Dom takes his giant cinder block on a stick and goes a couple rounds with the devil.
Yeah, now that you say it like that,
Okay, here's the question. Who would win in a fight, 150 werewolves or the devil?
That's true.
Because we know how the hammer handles against 150 werewolves. So by using syllogism, we can find out...
Well, here's the thing. You know that the werewolves are in league with the devil, and they live in this town. The devil has an army of werewolves and probably demons in this town. It's not just the devil.
Right, but we're not going to fight him here. We're going to go to hell and fight him.
Also, we're going to bless the rains.
I think that just sounds really cool.
Was that in the prophecy that we'd go to hell?
The prophecy did not specify where this confrontation will happen.
I guess the prophecy did specify under a full moon.
It specified that the chosen one can die under a full moon.
Oh, okay, all right, never mind.
Technically that would have been the devil's best time to fight you, but whether or not, if you want, you could roll and pull out, and see when Dom and Eddie's birthday season, if the moon chart 4 years from now is going to say it's going to be a full moon.
Is it the chosen one specifically that has to win?
No, the chosen one's supposed to lead the Van Helmonds.
Got it.
But the chosen one is off the board.
Unless we go to hell.
That's true.
Oh. Well, yeah, I guess we could do that, but how the hell do we get there?
In a handbasket.
Oh, is that why people say that?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Whoa.
All
right, so here's the deal. I'm down to sign the contract because it makes life simpler, but also, it's not really what we do as a family. And the prophecy's on our side, which is a big deal, even though we're fighting the biggest bad. So, I'm down to do whatever y'all decide. If we're gonna do this, though, and if we're gonna fight, just know it's gonna be pretty hard for a little while, and we're gonna have to deal with a whole lot of shit. We might lose some more people. Everybody's gotta buy in.
Well, no one said it was ever gonna be easy, I guess.
I mean, fuck this guy. He caused all of these problems he's trying to fix. I just want to kick his ass. Then we can fix the problems.
I just want to point out the devil is the only one who can solve two of those problems.
I just want to see Dad again.
Huh. I guess the real question is, can we just break into hell and steal Dad back? I mean, I stole a stone.
We'll figure it out.
Granddad, you've never been to hell, have you? I feel like I need to ask that, but I feel like I also should hopefully know the answer.
Nope, can't say that I've been to hell.
How did we even get there outside of dying?
I don't know.
Tenzai, you told us about a gateway to hell in Kansas the last recording session.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a gateway to hell in Stoll, Kansas, the city that's just a graveyard and a church.
All right, Archie, explain that in your voice.
Well, you see, I've always meant to check it out, but again, it's hell, so I haven't, because there's been more immediate problems. There's actually Gateway, Kansas. There's a little town that's really just, mostly dead people. It's a cemetery and, a church. They got a stoplight and a Dollar General. And the subway. And that's literally it. But we can go there, figure that shit out.
In my head, it's Archie said subway, referencing the restaurant, but it's actually just one train car that's just sitting in the middle of the town wrecked.
Absolutely.
It's like one of those little kiddie roller coasters where it goes up and then down a little bit and then up and then down a little bit in a big old circle.
And then it is an abandoned train car, yeah. But they repurposed it into a sandwich shop. And they called it Subway.
Exactly that.
But nobody cares because it's in such a small town, so Subway doesn't give a shit about it.
By the way, based on what Tenzai told us last time, you just gave this town 10 times more infrastructure than it had.
That's true.
Yeah. When I say this town is literally one block long, it is a church and a cemetery, that's literally it.
It doesn't even have the stoplight.
It does now.
I drive by two towns like that on my way to school every day. So I believe you. I believe that.
Above game, I do like Tensei's idea.
In state origin as the new devil. You know
he
what?
He likes fire. It works.
That's the secret second prophecy. That's the Santa Claus. You have to fucking get like the biggest magnifying glass known to man to read. Also, the old man becomes the new devil.
Okay, new rules, everybody. Top layer of hell, that's for the people that drive slow in the left-hand lane, fucks. Second level is for the guys that play the lottery at the fucking gas station when I just need to get one fucking drink. Third level, that's for the couponers.
It's all... Hell is just for people that, like, are rude to...
Personally inconvenience, Archie.
Moderately inconvenient and rude to service industry people.
Yes. The fourth level is for people who insist on paying exact change with all their accumulated pocket change for medium-sized transactions at retail counters.
Or the people that use $100 bills when your total is, like, $8.
I will take that over people who have
to pull out change is one thing. I'm talking about someone who comes up like, oh, I had $40 in change. I could have gone to a bank. But oh no, I'm going to use it to buy a sandwich.
No, here's the thing. I can pull out 99 cents out of a drawer faster than somebody can pull a penny out of their pocket.
No, you don't understand. I'm talking about someone who walked up with
always
$10 in loose.
I have so artfully derailed our entire conversation.
It was so quick. It was so quick and so efficient. I'm very proud of you.
Anyway, we should say...
Hey, listeners. Hey, listeners. Never pay anybody with coins unless you have to. Always slower. You are always inconveniencing someone.
Yes, have to.
Don't do
that's
it.
That's the line we're both drawing here.
The more you know.
Right, yeah. I have been in a situation where literally all I have is the change I've accumulated and had to go get gas, and I fucking apologize for paying $20 and quarters.
Additionally, if your total is $10.83, you don't pay $20, you pay $21. That's all.
Yes. Okay.
Guys, I have a new podcast idea.
Is it called You Know What Really Grinds My Gears?
No, it's called How to Not Be an Asshole in the Service Industry.
I love it.
Anyway.
All right, guys. I like the plan. So at some point we go to hell, kick his ass. For now though, we got our jar of anti-devil aioli. We got gramps here. We got asses to kick, gum to chew, and a whole lot of silver bullets. Let's just fuck this place up. They know what they did.
The lawyer's like, so do or don't you need me?
Can you keep Lucy distracted?
They might find it suspicious that I'm going in by myself.
We're not gonna put you in danger. You go home.
That's fair. You're very vital to our whole deal.
Thank you, Archie. I'm going to go back to convincing the insurance people you didn't start the fire.
I am literally free because of you. But also, I'm also breaking my parole. Anyway.
Well, no, here's the thing, Archie. Technically, house arrest doesn't apply when the house burns down because you need to safely evacuate. So...
I'm also about five states west, so fuck it.
That feels like a thing you would have to argue in front of a lawyer. Or in front of a judge.
Here's the thing, you guys have a summer home in... You're skiing home in Aspen, yeah. You guys going to, like, one of your other homes around the country without leaving the country after the fire. You're relocating for that purpose. I will deal with it in court. That is the story, we're sticking to it, got it?
Sounds fine to me. You know, that's kind of your, deal.
Exactly.
I like your suit, man. It looks really sharp.
The salmon was a bold choice. Anyway!
Is Brock Song your lawyer?
Holy shit.
You're welcome for this yes and that I've provided to you.
I love it. Like, oh yeah, maybe I will talk to Lucy. And he like licks his thumb and like straightens his hair. The lawyer pieces out.
All I heard was we got 2 hours to get shit set up, so let's go!
Thank you so much for listening to this Bard Rock Network production. Don't forget, you can support us by checking out Bard Rock Network sponsored Dragon Master Games. Support a local game store, get yourself some TTRPG essentials, and help the network produce more excellent content. It really makes a difference. Our show and all the other shows on Bard Rock Network wouldn't be possible without the support of people like you on our Patreon and Ko-fi. That's why we like to thank supporters who pledge above a certain tier at the end of network productions. This month's top supporters are Sarah, Queen, Viralor, and Paul. Thank you all so much for supporting the network. If you want to get shoutouts and other rewards, pledge on our Patreon or Ko-fi today. Links in the show notes.